Chapter 24. Babylon controls Jehoiakim. In his days, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his servant 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him. Yahweh sent against him bands of the Chaldeans, and bands of the Syrians, and bands of the Moabites, and bands of the children of Ammon, and sent them against Judah to destroy it, according to the word of Yahweh, which he spoke by his servants, the prophets. Surely at the commandment of Yahweh came this on Judah, to remove them out of his sight for the sins of Manasseh, according to all that he did, and also for the innocent blood that he shed. For he filled Jerusalem with innocent blood, and Yahweh would not pardon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, and all that he did, aren't they written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? Jehoiakim's evil reign in Judah. So Jehoiakim slept with his fathers, and Jehoiakim, his son, reigned in his place. The king of Egypt didn't come again out of his land anymore, for the king of Babylon had taken from the brook of Egypt to the river Euphrates all that pertained to the king of Egypt. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. And his mother's name was Nehushta, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem. He did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that his father had done. Deportation to Babylon. At that time, the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up to Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to the city while his servants were besieging it. And Jehoiakim, king of Judah, went out to the king of Babylon, he and his mother, and his servants, and his princes, and his officers. And the king of Babylon took him in the 8th year of his reign. He carried out there all the treasures of the house of Yahweh, and the treasures of the king's house, and cut in pieces all the vessels of gold, which Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of Yahweh, as Yahweh had said. He carried away all Jerusalem, and all the princes, and all the mighty men of valor, even 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen and the smiths. None remained, except the poorest sort of the people of the land. He carried away Jehoiakim to Babylon, and the king's mother, and the king's wives, and his officers, and the chief men of the land, carried he into captivity, from Jerusalem to Babylon, all the men of might, even 7,000, and the craftsmen, and the smiths, 1,000, all of them strong and apt for war, even them the king of Babylon brought captive to Babylon. The king of Babylon made Mattaniah, Jehoiakim's father's brother, king in his place, and changed his name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah, king of Judah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. He did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that Jehoiakim had done. For through the anger of Yahweh did it happen in Jerusalem and Judah, until he had cast them out from his presence. Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon.